Well, very happy Labor Day to all of you. Today's Mass is the Mass, the beautiful prayers for the Mass of the Sanctification of Human Labor. So the Church tries to sanctify and to baptize our daily life so that we can elevate it, unite it to Christ, and make it holy. So today's Mass is about the sanctification of work and how we can offer up our work in union with God, and to unite it to the Lord, and to offer it, as the opening prayer says, to benefit the dignity of the human person, to closely unite us with one another, and to serve our neighbor. So the work that God gives us is something that we should look upon as a way to become holy, that we don't become holy outside of the daily, ordinary things that the Lord puts in our path. Every morning when we wake up, we say the morning offering, and we offer to the Lord all of our prayers, works, joys, and sufferings of each day. So the entire day becomes something that we offer up to the Lord. It can become sanctifying. If it's a difficult situation that you're going through, you unite it to Christ and say, Jesus, I give you this. I offer this up. And we see this in the first reading from St. Paul to the Colossians. This amazing reading where St. Paul says, I rejoice in my sufferings. Imagine that. Look at the depth of his spirituality to be able to rejoice in sufferings. Most of us just have a difficult time carrying our cross. And yet St. Paul, with his union with Christ, his oneness with Christ, actually rejoiced in his sufferings. He says, for your sake, the sake of the Colossians, he says, in my own flesh, I fill up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of the body, which is the church, of which I am a minister. This particular passage from St. Paul the Colossians is very helpful because it reminds us that we can unite our sufferings to Christ. We are the body, Christ is the head. And yes, Jesus perfectly completed his share of the sufferings by his crowning with thorns, his scourging at the pillar, the carrying of the cross, the crucifixion. There's nothing lacking in the sufferings of Jesus Christ. So why does St. Paul say, I fill up in my own flesh what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, the church? Because Christ is the head and we are the members. The head of the church, Jesus Christ, has perfectly fulfilled his mission. We now fulfill our mission by uniting our sufferings to that of the head of the church, which is Christ. So there's nothing lacking in Jesus' own sufferings, but Jesus is the head of the church, which is his mystical body. So we in our own flesh can fill up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of his body, the church. And in the end of this reading, it talks about Christ is now in glory. So Christ the head is now in glory. The church will one day be in glory. But in the meantime, we go through our sufferings and we offer them up to the Lord. As the nuns used to tell us, whenever we go through a difficult thing, offer it up. The Catholic Church has a beautiful understanding of redemptive suffering. We don't waste suffering. We sanctify it. We unite it in prayer to Jesus Christ. So always remember that the Church is both the head and the members. Christ the head went through his suffering, and now he is glorified. We, the members of the Church, are in now in our suffering, in our time in this life, the valley of tears, as it says in the Hail Holy Queen, but we look forward to one day, by being faithful to the graces that God gives us, to being in that glory which Christ the head now enjoys. So on this day of Labor Day, continue to offer up your work, whatever that work might be, as a lawyer, as a teacher, as a nurse, as a doctor, as a priest, as a mom, as a dad, as a student, unite your labor to that of Jesus Christ. And then it's not just Labor Day, but the sanctification of labor that the church wants us to do, that we can use our daily work to become closer to God, and it can be sanctifying each day as we go closer to our Lord.